Hello,
everyone.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. We're being recorded now.
Yes, you're being recorded. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Donna. Okay, it's 8 o'clock, and we've got a lot to do tonight. So we're going to get started right away. And Cindy is going to be our host. And are you here, Cynthia?
Yes, I am.
Good. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and start then. I'm going to mute everybody here, and so you'll have to hit star 6 to get back on.
Okay.
Oh, a minute. Okay, you can get back on with star 6.
Okay. Do you hear me?
Good. I can hear you. So you go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome, everybody. I'm glad we have some new people. That's wonderful. And, you know, we would like to be aware of those of you attending this class, and we'd like to meet you and know more about you and know where you're from. And if you'd like to meet one of us in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We know we have contacts from all over the world, and many feel isolated concerning New Age subjects. So if you'd like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, the offers, the services, and updates from current happenings from the Masters, please make a note to contact us, and we'll put you either on our regular email or a snail mail list. And then you'll probably hear from us every few weeks or so. Or if if you'd rather have someone call you, we can also do that too. And please stay, if you choose that, please stay with us after the class is over for a short time for questions and answers and prayers. So we have a HeartShare team, and our active team members are Leela, Barbara, Marlene, Donna Dragan, Dwen, Donna Korth, Marion, Sharon, and myself, Cynthia. Now, we present this class, and we are available to answer questions and pray with you and encourage you. And if anyone attending this class would like to help us, please contact either Donna Korth, Barbara Gabbert, or any of the team members that you may know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. So you may also express... So if you choose and have any desires or requests or suggestions, once again, please just stay after the class, and we'll honor them and you. We are composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon earth by first truly knowing our God presence and then discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. Now, the Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religion and non-religion background too, like Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Christians, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. So we work closely with Ascended Masters, and those are beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and are now working with angels and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. So, we have a wonderful class tonight with both Archangel Uriel and also the Angel of Truth called Verity. And they'll be speaking to David Lewis, a teacher, author, and messenger of the Heart Center. Now, you will hear what the angels are doing about souls stuck in the astral plane. And there's also even angels that were stuck there that had to be restored. You will learn about plans for the lies coming from the media from both Archangel Uriel and the Angel of Truth. So I suggest that you have a pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and then your hands are free enabling you to walk around, take notes, or meditate with us. So, we will keep all callers muted, and that will eliminate all background noise. And you are muted now. So you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6 if you would like to share something or ask a question during our class. So please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. Then when you're through, please press star 6 again, and you'll be muted again. Now this is important because this will block out noise and interference. And we also ask you to be fairly brief with your question or comment so we'll be able to finish the class on time. So, my beloved friend Dwen, would you like to give an invocation tonight?
Yes, Cynthia. In the name of the I Am That I Am and Holy Christ Buddha Self of each one on the phone and of all life, we call for your intercession this night. We ask for your overshining presence over each one. We call to you, beloved Archangel Michael, Uriel and Aurora, beloved Archangels Uriel and Aurora, and the Angel of Truth to overshine us, raise our consciousness, bless and seal each one, and give us that God awareness of what our souls are most requiring in this hour, that we may glean all this very important material and use it in the most appropriate way. We thank you, and amen.
Thank you, beloved Dwen. So we do a breathing meditation, which is also called pranayama. And this is to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. So consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand. So close your eyes and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with eyes closed, look up toward that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows. This is the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Beloved Mother Mary has said that the Holy Spirit is of a female gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement will be to the count of 8. And we'll only be doing this one time. So, let us begin. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Thank you. So tonight we will also be sharing a prayer, and this is a prayer to Archangel, and that prayer should be in the back of your snail mail letter, or it was sent to you by email. So you're muted, so you will only hear me saying the prayer. So please repeat the prayer with me at this time. We'll just do it one time. Together. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I'm here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me. Love through me. Protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our earth. Great. Now next we'll be doing a song that is also a prayer, and you may know it. It is called How Great Thou Art. And this is on page 113 for those who have a songbook. Sing it as a prayer, as a devotion to the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. For they are with us tonight, helping and guiding our class. Now, Donna will play this song at this time, and you are muted, so you will not be able to hear anyone else sing.
I have a little announcement. I discovered that with all the things I'm doing on my computer tonight, I can't play the song. But if Barbara is there yet, Barbara, are you there yet? She's going to lead the song, or was going to. Otherwise, I will lead it, and we will sing a cappella. You won't be able to hear everybody else singing, but I trust that we will all be singing wherever we are and singing this as a prayer. So bear with me, because I'm not the best songstress. I usually sing this in alto also. I don't usually sing it the regular tune. So unless anybody else here would like to volunteer to lead the song, and just hit star 6, and I will back out in a hurry, because I know that all the rest of you can probably do this better than I can. But we need to sing it as a prayer anyway.
Donna?
So, yes.
Hi, it's Karen Kirk. Is this the song that goes, "Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder"? Is that the one?
That's the one.
Okay,
like
I'd be happy to.
That's wonderful. Do you have the words there?
They're right here.
Okay, good. I'm going to let you do it.
Okay. Okay. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art. Then sings my soul.
without your mission, and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and then proclaim my God.
Wonderful. You have a wonderful voice, Karen, and such great range. Wow. And I see your dog really appreciated it. And we all did. I hope everybody's clapping. Okay. We will go ahead and hit star six, and we will let Cynthia come back.
Hi, I'm back. So I'd just like to do a couple announcements. And let's see here, starting June 18th to the 20th in Livingston, Montana, we have our annual summer solstice event. And the theme this year is Reconnect with the Divine Mothers, a summer class for soulful connect devotion. And you can learn all about it by going to the webpage, which is theheartcentercommunity.org, then click events, and then click Reconnect with Divine Mothers 2014. You can also call the help desk at 1-630-894-4410. And first call that number first, and if you don't get a response, then you can try the Heart Center store, and that number is 312-253-7600. We also have a Meru class coming up, and it's a one-day class that will be outdoors and on-site in Livingston, Montana. And the name of the class is Anastasia in the Garden 2. And it will be held on June 17th, and this is just a day before the summer solstice event starts. Also, I'd like to announce that every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, you can tune in to the Heart Center Talk radio program, where David Lewis will be live on international radio via the Dr. Pat Show. And he will be speaking and interviewing authors and interesting people. And so you can access the radio broadcast by going to our homepage and then scrolling down until you see Join Live, the radio show. And at this time, we're also working on making it available for non-computer people. So that concludes the announcements, and enjoy the class, and take it away, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you, Cynthia. Okay, tonight we have an amazing program, and I think you're going to enjoy it very much. The first, we're hearing from two angels tonight. We're going to hear from Archangel Uriel, and because we have two heart streams that have a lot of, well, not a lot of similarities, but some very important things, and it's like one finishes the other or the other finishes the one, they really complement each other, and so we're not able to hear all of Archangel Uriel. We will start probably in the middle, and then we will stop here and there at different times and answer some of the questions that come up for different people that I've heard, and the HeartShare team will be helping me with that. So hang on now, and we will get started. Remember, Archangel Uriel starts in the middle, and I'm going to be calling on Dwyn right away because we start right about on the topic that she's going to be talking a little bit more about. So listen closely. It may sound very loud at first, and you can just turn down your speakers.
To your very selves, the light of God. We, the archangels and archei, are all about empowerment. We are all about helping you to self-realize your godhood. We are all about nurturing your soul and your spirit with God's holy quintessences of divine joy and the radiance of his virtues and her ways sublime, harmonious, and rich in the beautiful forms and formlessnesses of the eternal presence. As you watch and await the coming of the Lord's Spirit, having descended into the dark regions of the astral plane, affirmed before the lost ones that all may still rise if they accept God's light within their hearts. You, resurrected by the grace of God, may also call to many souls to arise and assist them in their journey to the sun and to the sun source of all beingness.
Okay, I'm calling on Dwyn.
Yes, Donna?
Yes, go ahead and answer our first question.
Well, the first question was, who are the archangels and what are they all about? And part of that was answered, and I also believe that as we connect to our higher self through prayer and meditation and clearing negative patterns, the archangels teach us and initiate us so we can receive more light as we pass our tests and live the path through obedience, humility, and love. And Archangel, as he tells us what we can do regarding calling to the host of the Lord in the astral plane, our beloved Jesus gave us his example when he descended to the astral plane and preached to those lost in illusion. These could be souls in or out of embodiment which require being freed up to move on and upward, helping them reconnect to their source as they remember their soul's path of initiation. So as we pray for these souls and speak to them, and guide them have them realize that God desires for there to reconnect with them and to know that not to be clinging to any negativity either that they perceive of themselves or that they perceive in being disconnected with God, but to know in their hearts that God loves them and they can move upward. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks, Dwyn.
Desire to know more about Archangel Uriel at this time?
Yes, just a little bit more about him.
Okay. Well, Archangel Uriel and his twin flame, Aurora, are the archangels on the sixth ray of ministration, service, and peace. And Uriel is the angel of joy and the resurrection. The color of their ray is purple and gold, and their day is Thursday today. And on this day, we can receive greater release of light and cosmic consciousness from their causal body. They minister to all life. The name Uriel means fire of God. Uriel is the angel of the resurrection flame and also known as the angel of judgment. The retreat of Uriel and Aurora is located in the etheric realm over Krakow, Poland. And Uriel and Aurora also serve with legions of peace from the retreat of Jesus in Saudi Arabia. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we'll go on.
Blessed ones, this day, I use this opportunity to tell you that the doctrine of eternal damnation is a false, theological, and diabolical twist of what God, in God's eternal mercy, knows for and on behalf of his creation to be the way, the truth, and the life of the cosmos. Would you, as a father or a mother to a son or daughter, condemn that one to the eternal fires of pain and suffering in endless cycles of timelessness and spacelessness? Nay, blessed ones, how could then the Almighty provide this form of Hades, of hell, for his own children?
We want to stop there for just a moment. I have to tell you, I live in the middle of the Bible Belt. And I think there's about 100 churches or more in this town, this little town that I live in, and most of them believe in hell and damnation. But some of them in this one little Methodist church that I'm in are coming around, and I have invited several of them to a book study on near-death experiences. And the reason for this is because we have some wonderful testimonies by people who have passed over and come back who tell us what it's like on the other side. Some of them even have had experiences getting a look at what a hellish place is like. And in every case that I have read about, if the souls call to God or turn towards the light, they are immediately rescued. In one book, it happens to be my favorite near-death experience book, called Testimony of Light by Helen Graves, the nun who died of cancer was now in heaven, and she had an opportunity to visit a place of doom and gloom and lead one of the people there to the light. It happened to be a man who had been an artist. And once he believed her and wanted to be able to see the light and paint light into his pictures again, an angel immediately came and led him away from this doom and gloomy place to a higher place. So there's always a way out if we turn to God. And if you would like to help somebody see that, because there's so many dear Christian people out there that are living in fear of hell and damnation, they're not even sure that they are, quote, saved, unquote. And I deal with them every day, lovingly, of course. But I just feel for them. I even teach Sunday school during the months where there are five Sundays. I've agreed to teach the fifth Sunday, and they begged me to do it because when I teach them things that they haven't heard before, and I use the scriptures to back up what I say, of course. So now let's go on here.
You have heard of the restored angels, those who fell, and yet through opportunity bent the knee and received new opportunities to work again in the light of the eternal presence of God. If God provided this means for his angels Do you think it would also be possible for him to provide a resource, a bridge, a portal by which his own creatures, the sons and daughters, yes, prodigal, at this time, could return to his heart? We think, yes, and therefore, those of you who have descended into the realms of physicality are here for a holy purpose, to save souls, to encourage many to reach inward and upward to access their own God light. A light shining more brilliant than 10,000 suns. It has always existed within the centrality of being who God is within your hearts. O Holy One, wipe clean the slate whereby many feel condemned, downtrodden, worthless, lacking in what it takes to walk the spiral staircase of light back to the throne, the three-in-one of God. Wipe it clean by the power of the word that you manifest through your prayers, invocations, and your conscious life, whereby you demonstrate self-mastery on their behalf. You are an exemplar of light. When you first nurture who God is within you and live according to the truth of your own beingness, and then, having claimed and affirmed this self-same oneness that Jesus did, you may extend your hand to those who have lost the way and assist them in rising out of the darkness into the light and grace of God. Yes, I am come, and I affirm on behalf of all that God loves you, that you have that light of God within. Seek first the kingdom, and all things will be established within your world. All abundance that you require will be yours. Your needs, your expectations, your desires, and committed first unto God, shall restore unto you the kingdom of light within your aura and world. And your life will fructify, will expand in miraculous ways to be of greater service to all. Now there is a humming, there is a strumming, and there is a life knell, a vibration of the resurrection that is a call from the archangels and archai to souls caught in the web of darkness, self-created by their sense of separation from God, and that sense of being outside of the circle of God consciousness is now dissolved in this hour by the power of the living Christ manifest through the example of Jesus that we celebrate this day, and through this action of the sounding of the eternal sound of the Aum. Many are freed, and the restored angels themselves, with numberless numbers of angelic beings, descend into the astral plane to free souls of light. Across the earth.
I would like us to stop for a moment, hold up at least one hand if you have one on the phone, and do the Aum with me. See the light going out from your hand, from your eyes, from your every orifice in your body, all your chakras, emanating across the earth. And as we say the Aum, we see the angels gather the souls up that he's talking about here, the numberless numbers of angels descending into the astral plane to continue to free souls of light across the earth that are stuck in various ways and situations. So let's do that right now. You can follow, you can do it with me. I'm raising up my hands, and I'm looking out at where we had a beautiful double rainbow about an hour ago, and I'm saying, Aum, Aum. Hour of the day or night, when you think of it, and you are helping the angels gather the ones who have been stuck on this earth. Now we'll go on.
The glory of God is manifest through the prayers of the righteous, and even the blood shed by the saints robed in white. In this and in past lifetimes, as they have stood firm in their resolve to affirm the light and the teachings of the living Christ, the Buddha, and the Divine Mother in the earth. Now extend your hands, Blessed Ones, to many who look to you as a resource for their own resurrection, their own freedom in the light. Call to Astraea, to Kali, to Durga, to Michael, and to all of us to continue to free souls caught in the grips of self-idolatry, narcissism, and all manner of deviant ways of living upon earth.
So Uriel tells us to call to Astraea, to Kali, to Durga, to Archangel Michael, and the rest of the archangels to continue to free souls caught in these grips of what he calls self-idolatry, narcissism, and other deviant ways. Briefly, for those of you who aren't familiar, Astraea and her twin flame, Purity, are Elohim of the fourth white ray of purity, perfection, hope, and wholeness. And Astraea is a powerful Elohim. She works 24 hours a day, wielding her cosmic circle and sword of blue flame to free the children of God from all that could stop you from fulfilling your reason for being. And if you ever feel that you are being stopped or prevented or interfered with, in any way, you can take a plain, ordinary knife from your drawer, consecrate it, keep it at your altar or in some special place, and whenever you feel that way, you can take that plain old table knife that's consecrated, and you can call to Astraea to cut you free. We have some wonderful prayers, decrees available in our song and prayer book to Astraea and Purity that will help you to do that. You can hold the copy up in one hand and take your knife with the other hand and simply slice around your body, close to it. You don't touch yourself, but you just take that knife and run it around over your head, around the outline of your body, and it is very, very powerful. Many people have testimonies of what happened when they did that. People who have never been able to stop smoking, for instance, and felt like it was interfering with their life, or other habits, or maybe other souls that were, or entities or beings of some sort that were interfering. Now, Durga is often called the unfathomable one, and she manifests herself over and over to protect the earth's children. Kali is considered the most fearsome of Shiva's consorts and is usually shown with a what I would call a terrifying countenance, which symbolizes her boundless power. She helps to shatter the inner delusions of man's ego, and she brings about an end to our ignorance if we let her. We can call to her, especially for these people who are caught in these grips of self-idolatry, narcissism, etc. Archangel Michael, who leads all of the archangels to the four corners of the world, rescuing light bearers wherever he goes, wherever he goes with the rest of the archangels, and he wants us to continually call on him. And we have wonderful calls to Archangel Michael in our songbook and in our prayer book that similar to the one that we prayed this evening, that help us in our faith and our growth and our answers to prayer. So now here we go.
Please, the light of God through the major media, which brings forth examples of deviltry, of darkness, of satanic and Luciferian illusion. Burn through now, I, Uriel, call forth the light of God as cosmic justice and judgment upon Hollywood and all movies, whereby the Dark Ones have chosen to bring before mankind images of zombies and of dark spirits, of murder and mayhem, of slaughter, and all manner of Maya. Blaze through, blaze through, blaze through. Even now, the actors, the directors, the producers, and all those who work to create these movies are given opportunity to leap off of these dark ways. And angels of the resurrection, angels who rescue souls, attend to them on the inner and offer them a new way to use what they consider their creative and artistic methodologies to move higher, to use imagery which is of the light and supportive the soul's evolution and of victory in the light. Blaze the light of God now through the karma come upon mankind, and especially within Los Angeles, New York, and where these movies are made. Blaze the light of God. Blaze the light of God. Blaze the light of God. If necessary, blessed ones, there shall be a shaking and a quaking in the earth, as a sign from the heavens that the ways of the Dark Ones are not the ways of God, and that a new way and road must be walked by humanity in order that this earth may be restored to its rightful image in the eyes of God. And in reality, in this plane, therefore, those who will continue to utilize that which has been given them of life to display death, nihilism, destruction, chaos, and confusion, are warned that the four horsemen are on the march for a season, and that much will be required of them at the day of their own unveiling of their book of life, and therefore the angels may even appear to some physically or within their dreams and say, thus far and no farther, ye shall not continue to create this imagery of darkness.
So do you know who the four horsemen are? The four horsemen are mentioned two or three times in the Bible. And what we see here is in this context of what Archangel Uriel is saying has to do with the ways of the dark ones and those who continue to utilize their gifts by displaying death, nihilism, destruction, etc., and confusion in our entertainment media especially. Now, in the Bible, in Revelation 6, starting at around verse 2, we find an interesting description of the four horsemen and what they came to do. I would encourage all of you to read the book of Revelation. It may not make sense to you as you read through it, but if you read through it prayerfully and go to sleep on it, maybe read a little before you go to bed, ask for some of the parts of it to be revealed to you that you need to know. It's amazing what will pop out at you. Anyway, in Revelation 6:2, the white horse comes forth first, and he comes forth bent on conquest. So he's got a job to do, as Uriel indicates here, and he's ready to do it. The second horse who comes forth is a fiery red one, and he comes forth to take away the sense of well-being or peace that I would say all of these wealthy entertainment people are experiencing right now. They're experiencing a certain, wow, I've really made it big, and I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing because I'm making more money than I ever expected. It may be that is what they're saying. I'm not saying that what I'm telling you here is right on, but this is the interpretation that I received as I prayed and slept on this. Then the third horse comes forth, and he's black, and he is carrying scales. And this could mean that these dark ones have been weighed spiritually and found wanting on the scales. That's often what the scales mean in the Bible, that something has been weighed and found lacking. It may also mean, because of the particular bargaining that they're talking about in that area, it may mean that these people will come to poverty and lose all their wealth, as well as being in spiritual poverty. It goes on to say in that scripture, do not damage the oil and the wine. Now, in the Bible, the oil and the wine always have a positive meaning, the oil of the Spirit, the oil of gladness, the oil of joy, being anointed with oil, the oil of the Holy Spirit. The wine is also very positive. It's always used in sacraments, and it's used for both healing and spiritual ceremonies. It is disinfectant, and it could represent those sentient beings who are in alignment, spiritual alignment with God and the Holy Spirit, and that they are not to be damaged by the horsemen. Like I say, don't take my word verbatim on this. This is just the interpretation I got as I slept and prayed on it. The fourth horse is a pale horse, and he's called Death. And he's given the power to bring death to over a quarter of the earth. Now, we don't necessarily know who this death is coming to. It may be the dark ones. It may be the ones that are being taken. We know already that according to Revelation 8, as we shared in a recent class, that the nuclear accident involving Fukushima in Japan could very well bring about eventually the death of at least a third of the population on this planet. Now, this wouldn't be all at once. When people become ill from radiation, They appear to have symptoms like the flu, bad colds, stomach problems, of course, cancer eventually, poor immune system, and lots of respiratory challenges. These never may be blamed on nuclear problems. We don't know. But we will be praying, and we continue to pray for this accident in Fukushima and things that are happening all over the planet, because death itself is not a bad thing. It can be a wonderful thing for you and me who are walking in the light, but it's going to be rough possibly on some of the dark forces that have not done what they came here to do originally. They have not fulfilled their reason for being. But know this, the nuclear accident that occurred in Fukushima continues, the reactor there continues to pour 300 tons of nuclear waste into the Pacific Ocean daily, and the PEPCO company that's supposed to solve this problem has not been able to do it. So let's see, let's go on here.
Yes, blessed ones, you see many who view these movies live in the astral plane in their daily lives because they have allowed the sewer of Hades and of hell to abide within their emotional and mental bodies. And by dispensation of the Lord Jesus this day, even these are washed clean by angels of mercy, by angels of purity, angels of light and levity. And Magda herself, with Mother Teresa and many who have served humbly, who have ascended, nurture these who have not known the mercies of God, the graces of the Spirit in this life, because of the uncaring of their parents, their peers, their role models. You can be a role model now to many of a life of purity, a legacy of love. Therefore, continue to clean and to clear patterns deep within your subconscious. And the most ancient records back unto Atlantis and Lemuria and before that you have allowed to be retained, that which you created by your sense of separation from God. As you clear and clean these blessed ones, on a daily and hourly basis, you will see new light shining upon and within the earth. You will see many rising because you, as an example of a consciously lived life, consecrated to God, and make the difference. And you are making that difference daily, as you love all life free and serve all with your love.
Okay, now we are going to hear the angel of truth, the angel Verity, who really complements this heart stream that we have just heard. So hold on with me a minute here, and we will start with the angel of Verity. She continues kind of where Uriel left off.
Oh. I am the angel of truth, and this day I alight upon earth, and in those places where error, the lie, and the infamy of ignorance as darkness manifests. Dearest ones, what will become of the sons and daughters of God if they remain in the darkness of ignorance? What will become of mankind as a whole if the truth is hidden and if the lie is purveyed as it is this day throughout the earth through your media? I stand wherever there is a broadcast of any sort, through the airwaves, through satellite, and through the electronic media. And I call forth the light of eternal truth into the environs and around the spokespersons. Who in their own ignorance or at the behest of those whom they serve promulgate this darkness as a mass entity which does not afford the light of illumination, the light of enlightenment, the light of pure wisdom to flow forth within the earth. And I rave forth the light of truth here and there, and wherever there is a receiving, often of these diatribes of darkness and the shadowy elements of the energy veil that continue to weave a web of illusion. And there is the dispelling now by the light of God through the emerald ray of truth, of dishonor, of intentional obfuscation, and of that which would deny the light of reality to flow into the minds, hearts, wills, and eyes of the elect, of the children of the sun, incarnate upon earth. Burn through, O sacred fire. Burn through, O sacred fire. Burn through, O sacred fire, now, into the lie. And there is, at the behest of the 24 elders, the taking from the earth in this hour of one who is one of the original liars who came to earth long ago, who has, unfortunately, been a nexus of deceit, deception, and illogic, who does not follow the Logos, the Word himself, as the authentic voice of the Godhead. Praise for the light now, O angels of the sacred fire. Find this one now and remove him from the earth, nevermore to proliferate the lie to mankind. And with this one are taken a certain 10,000 supporting dark ones, and permanently from the earth. With this action of light this day, an answer to the call of many light bearers who have petitioned the Lord God Almighty for the light of truth to manifest. And there is a rumbling within the media of the earth itself, as many receive notice from the 24 elders that the lie may no longer be proliferated through the media without the immediate consequence that comes as a result of this intentional deception to keep souls in darkness, away from the light of eternal truth.
Okay, we'll stop here for just a moment. We heard from Archangel Uriel that numberless angels would rescue souls that had been stuck in the astral plane. And here we hear from Angel Verity that 10,000 dark ones are removed permanently from the earth. Why? Well, because we who are light bearers made calls and prayers for the light to manifest, we are visualizing daily what we want to see this earth become. We are visualizing joy and happiness and love, the end of warmongering, the end of abortion, the end of the banking problems and the money problems, the end of chemicalization on this planet that is harming so many people physically, mentally, in all different ways, the end of drugs and drug addictions, the end of the negative energies and entities we pray all the time for. So certain ones are being taken and certain ones are left. Now, I found it interesting that in Matthew 24, 40 and 41, and thereabout, if you happen to want to look it up, it says, two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Many Christians believe that the ones that are taken are the Christians. They call this the rapture. They feel that one day, all of a sudden, in a split second, all the Christians will disappear from the earth and let the earth sit here and destroy itself, I guess. But I tend to think that the ones that will be taken in this example may well be the ones that no longer are allowed the privilege of being here. And that we are here, the light bearers, we will remain to bring in the golden age. Now, there's all different theories about the millennium. They call it the millennium, the 1,000 years of living in the golden age. And some people believe in what they call the tribulation. Some are pre-tribulationists, some are post-tribulationists. I'm a pan-millennialist, I guess. I think it's all going to pan out the way God wants. So I just say, when people ask me, what are you? Are you a pre-trib or a post-trib or a millennialist or what are you? I say, I'm a pan-millennialist. I believe it's all going to pan out, or a pan-tribulationist. So that's just my thought. And then the next thing that the Angel of Truth is going to do here is she's going to say, blaze forth the light now, and she's going to say it about 5 times. So what I'm going to do is, as she plays it, I want you all to say, blaze forth the light. So get ready.
Blaze forth the light now. 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 With this action, O holy ones of God, the sword of truth descends and cleaves asunder the real from the unreal, and many awaken from within themselves this day by this action of light to a new world of opportunity to live as a sentient being, quickened by the Spirit, illumined by the Sun, trued to that course of light, which truth itself determines for them from the God flame within their hearts, minds, and souls. Blaze forth the light now. 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 Nothing can be hidden from the Lord and from the light of truth, which the Lord releases this day throughout the earth into every avenue of communication, into every form of the delivery of news. And the leaders of these stations and communication outlets are also given notice this day that they must live within the authentic fire of truth, else the law of the One will manifest on behalf of the children of God. To take from them that which they have accumulated, the resources at their disposal to continue to proliferate this great web of darkness.
Well, it would seem to me like when he says to take from them that which they have accumulated, that is what we have seen activated by the black horse when we talked about the four horsemen. At least that's a possibility. But it's going to be interesting to see all the parts of the puzzle come together as we continue on upward in the golden age. And I'm going to call on Barbara Gabbert right now to share what she may have gleaned regarding how the media will be affected by the angel of truth. Barbara, if you're there, come on. Barbara? Will somebody hit star six and tell me if you can still hear me okay?
Yes, you can hear you.
Yes,
okay.
Donna, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Good. Okay, well, I guess Barbara is not on. I don't know what's happened. So we will just continue on here.
Well, could I just add one comment real quick?
Please do, Lee. Yes, go ahead.
With the media, I think that part of what's going to happen right now, the media is so owned and so controlled that we are given what the powers that be wants us to have, and I think that that power is going to be snapped where that we will get the real truth.
I believe you're right, Barbara. Lee. get mixed up in all the names. Does anybody else want to make any comments on what's happening with the media or what they think is going to happen or any news items?
Donna?
Do. Yes, go ahead.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I'm not sure if anybody was able to listen to the documentary last night about Ed Snowden, but I was really impressed that NBC took the time to give him the opportunity to talk and that they actually went to Moscow and interviewed him.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was a pretty decent documentary. giving him a voice.
That's great. I would have loved to have heard it.
It was great. It was
were
great.
Were you impressed with what he had to say, Marlene?
Well, I'll tell you, this is really funny because I had mentioned it to my manager at my new job,
mm-hmm.
and so that, you know, he was going to be on TV. So she listened to it last night as well as I listened to it last night. Well, she already had a preconceived opinion that he's a traitor and that he did a lot of damage to our country. And when she said that, I told her that I think that he's been given a lot of bad press, that it really isn't true, and that our president and our Congress and our government haven't been truthful about the things that he disclosed.
Uh-huh.
And so
yeah.
When I went to work this morning and I said, did you get to watch it? And she said she got to watch the first half of it. And apparently her opinion of him didn't change.
Uh-huh.
But I told her, I said, after listening to him, I felt that what I got from it, that he was defending the truth and he was defending our Constitution and our liberties, and that he had mentioned that he felt that we were sacrificing our divine rights, really, because our government felt that security was more important. And so I felt that he was defending the Constitution and our right to be free. And so we didn't agree, but, you know, we can agree to disagree. That's what life is all about. So, but I really enjoyed knowing that NBC, of all stations, went over to Moscow and interviewed him, and I thought it was very, very decent.
Oh, good.
Very
good.
Decent.
I hope they play it again. I hope I get to hear it. It's probably going to be on our computers
available. I think you can go to NBC and listen to the actual TV broadcast, and they also did a webcast after the television part for another hour. So I think if you go to NBC, you'll be able to find quite a bit.
Oh, yes, that would be
that
easy.
That you can listen to.
And you
Google
can
NBC.
Also find it on the Internet.
You can find it on the Internet by going to Google and putting in NBC, and they will take you. They will show you all the different sites you can click on. Yes. Let me read something real quickly here to you. A 2009 investigation by the Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting Group called FAIR revealed that health insurance and pharmaceutical companies are being run by people who are also on the board of directors of the biggest media corporations. Out of the top 9 media conglomerates, Disney, ABC, General Electric, NBC, CBS, Time Warner, CNN, News Corporation, Fox, New York Times Company, Washington Post Company, Newsweek, Tribune Company of Chicago, Tribune, Los Angeles Times, and Gannett or USA Today, the only company that did not have board members from insurance or pharmaceutical corporations was CBS. These same media giants own and control 95% of all the movies, television shows, radio shows, magazines, and newspapers that the public has access to. This may seem scary, but it's a provable fact. 147 companies are earning 80% of all the money there is to be made on Earth. Of these companies, 75% are financial institutions, and the top Federal Reserve banks are the most powerful members of this highly secretive group. This information I got from a wonderful book called The Synchronicity Key by David Wilcock. And he has a lot of interesting things in there. If you're interested, get in touch with me, and I'll tell you more about that book. But we better go on here.
Play for the lights. Play for the light. Play for the light. Play for the light. Play for the light. truth now. Through this action, grace comes to many. Or, dearest ones, you know that truth shall make you free. Free for what, some may ask. Free to be godly. Free to be creative. Free to be unencumbered by all that has previously assailed the soul and attempted to curtail the natural inclination of the spirit to soar in oneness with the source. Now, Pallas Athena stands within her temple of truth with her beloved, the gracious Maha Chohan, representative of the Holy Spirit. And as she stands and raises her right arm, there is true, the light of truth, the naming of the names of those whom these angels, by a directive and an edict of the Almighty, is delivering a message of truth directly to this day from within their hearts, the core of their being. You see, dearest ones, there are times, there are cycles, and there are specific points on the path that must be attended to, met, and mastered for evolution to continue and for worlds to remain viable within the vast solar systems and galaxies of the cosmos. The light of truth goes forth through this action. A great blessing and wave of comfort from the Maha Chohan manifests within many spheres. If you desire, you may call to me as the angel of verity, angel of truth, for I am there and available to you when you speak, with every syllable that you speak. Formulated from the sacred space of perfection and reality. And all that flows through your awareness is conditioned by this truth experience. by this light energy field. Radiant emerald green, so serene, whole, pure, clear. Truly, dearest one, clarity of consciousness comes to those who desire to fulfill the will, wisdom, and love of God daily from within their hearts. And all that they proffer to the universe is sanctified, blessed, and beatified. Speak the truth and never a lie, for I hide from those who even in their white lies and in their embellishments justify that which they speak. The half-truth, the ignorant words. For only truth as the way and the life of the Christos. For the elect, therefore elect, dearest one, to be truthful, especially within and unto yourself. Names have now been named by the Goddess of Truth. The action of cosmic justice has descended. And the book of Revelation is opened for many to know that this is the hour to put all else aside from your lives except God, love, brotherhood, truth.
So we will end there, and I want to just summarize what we've been hearing tonight. We are here, the archangels and archei are here to empower us. So the first thing we need to apply from tonight's class is to call on them, quote them, lift up your, like it says in the Bible, lift up holy hands and call to God. The second thing we're meant to know is how to emanate and project our light all over the world and right here where we are. And because, the Angel 2 says, we're here to take care, to live in God, love, brotherhood, and truth, and all put all else aside. So one easy thing that I try to do when I run into people all over Sulphur Springs is I go to the store and go to the bank and go to the post office and go to my store and different errands. Each person that I look at and smile at, I send an I love you message to their soul. And a lot of times as I'm starting to do that, they're sending it back to me, or they're so responding to me that we almost join in this joint love affair. We don't even know each other. So you can do that with strangers, with friends, with whoever you happen to see. Send them love to their soul, love and light. See and feel the light going out of your body as your presence allows to bless everyone you meet. You can hold up your hands and blaze forth that light as often as you think of it. Then any of you who are able, meditate with us on the heartcenter.org website. There's all kinds of things going on there. Our broadcasts in the morning give many opportunities to meditate every morning. We have the free Maru classes, the many things that Cynthia mentioned. And now I would like to read to you something that happens when people meditate together. In this book that I was quoting from, David Wilcox says, "As we learned earlier, we now have direct scientific proof that a small group of people can have a major effect on the behavior of the entire planet for the positive. Specifically, a group of 7,000 ordinary people were able to reduce worldwide terrorism by 72% at one point, simply by meditating. They had similarly powerful effects in stopping wars, violent outbreaks, and loss of life. 50 different scientific studies have validated this meditation effect. This proves that the cycles are not fixed. Wars will not keep repeating right on schedule if we do this. We can change the outcome. The lesson is that if enough of us begin practicing peace in our lives, the ancient story finally achieves its purpose in bringing all of us face to face with the nemesis so we can integrate our ego and learn not to blame one another for our problems, our feelings of pain, fear, and anger. When we dwell more on the calamities that are happening out there, some of them which may be on purpose by the shadowed ones, we don't know. When we are more concerned about those and get all fearful and afraid and talk about that all the time, we are letting the dark forces be victorious. We must not fear. We must walk in love and light, loving the souls of all of those who have gone astray, even as Uriel said earlier, that the mothers of heaven are doing right now for us and with us. So love the souls. You don't have to approve of what they do, but love the souls, knowing many of them did not have the kind of childhood that they should have had. And send forth light. We know this, that one of the reasons why many people are going or disappearing or dying is because they cannot tolerate the light. Now, that does not mean the light bearers that are meant to go at this time, because every day there's a tremendous exchange between heaven and earth. But some of them are not going to be able to tolerate the light. And the light is hard as it becomes more and more available to us here on the planet at this time from the angels and the archangels and all the masters of the entire Great White Brotherhood. As that light becomes more and more available, it's a little bit difficult to handle sometimes. Our body is trying to adapt to more light, and we may not sleep as well sometimes. We may be tempted to battle depression or agitation. I think agitation is something that I see occurring in people, and it kind of surprises them. So fill yourself with the love and the light of Almighty God. Call upon your guides, your ministering angels, and the Great White Brother has promised us through their angels many times that we have angels all about us, and they have sent us angels many times, and practically every heart stream we hear, we have more light and more angels, more guides, and more promises available. If we were to write down all of the promises that the masters have given us since the Heart Center community began, I think it would fill tons of books. There's so many promises that they have given us. So now I would like to ask Donna Dreegan if you would close in prayer for us tonight and seal our evening, and anybody who would like to stay and give us some prayer requests, you are invited.
In the name I am that I am, we call to Archangel Michael and all the angels of heaven, the ascended masters. We call for the healing angels especially. And we ask that you help us understand everything that we've heard tonight, and that we put it into motion, and that we learn from it, and that we benefit the earth from this information. Let us be up and going to work for God. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to stop the recording, and then we will start our prayer time.
Donna?